Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Chaf Aleph. We are, Be'ezras Hashem, in the beginning of a new perek, the second perek of Meseches Bava Metzia, perek Elu Metzia. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzaru Vashiv. So, Meseches Bava Metzia daf Chaf Aleph, for many, is the first daf Gemara that one ever learns. And for that reason, it's a daf that has a special place in the world of Girsa de Yankisa. It's the beginning of a classic perek, and it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. So the topic of perek Elu Metzias is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved. Now the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in two places. It mentions it very bekitzer in Parshas Mishpatim, and then in a little bit of a wordier way in Mishneh Torah in Parshas Kisetze. In Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk says, "Kisifka shor oyivcha oychamoyroi toya." If a person sees the shor or the chamor of his enemy that's lost, Hashav tishiven uloi, there's a mitzvah saseh dairaisa to take the shor, take the chamor, and return it to its proper owner. In Parshas Kisetze, the Torah says, Loi sira eshoir ochicha oy eseyoi nidachim vehisalam to mehem. A person should not see his brother, not his enemy, but his brother's shor or his brother's sad that's lost, and vehisalam to mehem, turn a blind eye, make believe you didn't see it. Rather, hoshev teshivim loachicha. There's a mitzvah to take that shor, take that seh, and return it to your brother. V'imloi karev achicha eilech v'lo yadatoi. What happens, says the pasuk, if this brother of yours who lost his shor, who lost his seh, does not live close to you, meaning it's going to be very difficult for you right now to return this lost item because the owner is Pasha far away. Vasafta al toich beisecha, says the Torah, you should still take it, bring it into your house. V'hoyo imcha, and it will remain with you ad rosh achicha oisoy, until your brother is going to come, and he is going to demand it. V'hashev oisoy loy, and it's then that you should take this lost item, and you should return it. Says the pasuk, that although we just presented this mitzvah of quote-unquote Hashavas Aveda, as it relates to your brother's ox or your brother's sheep, you should know that the ox and the sheep are lav dafka. V'chein tassel l'chamor, you should do the same if it's your brother's donkey. V'chein tassel l'samlasa, you should do the same if it's your brother's beged. V'chein tassel l'chol avidas achicha. In fact, you should do the same for any item that your brother may have lost. Asher tov ad mimenu umetzasa. If you find it, lo yisucha l'salim, says the Torah, you are not allowed to turn a blind eye. Either way, in Parshas Mishpatim, it's one pasuk. In Parshas Kiseitze, it's three psukim. And if you go through the psukim a little bit more carefully, what you see is that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda really is made up of a mitzvah saseh, and it's made up of a mitzvah lo saseh. The mitzvah saseh is hoshev teshiveh. You should take the lost item and you should return it. Again, you should take this lost item and you should return it. What about the mitzvah saseh? Really, it almost seems like there's two mitzvahs, loisa says. Number one, loisire eshoir achicha oyaseyoy nidachim v'hisalam t'mehem. Additionally, it says in the Torah, loisucha le'esalim. So how you sort out all these assays and loisa says, that's something that we're going to get to in the course of the parak. But for now, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. This mitzvah involves both a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah loisa say. In fact, if you look at the Sefer Achinuch, so the Sefer Achinuch has mitzvah tof kuf lamet ches. 538, that's the mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Aveda. And then Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, 539, that's the mitzvah loy saseh of Hashavas Aveda. And again, what's Hashavas Aveda? Your friend, lost item, you find it, there's a mitzvah to pick it up, don't turn a blind eye, pick it up and return it to its proper owner. The Gemara in the end of Perek Merubah darshins from the words V'hashevoysoy loy, that just like there's a mitzvah for a person to return someone's lost item to him, there's also a mitzvah for a person to return a person to himself. So if you find a friend that's lost, he's not sure if he's supposed to make a right or a left, he poshen can't find his way, there's a mitzvah v'hashevoysoy loy to allow him to get back on the proper track Ki'ilu, return him to himself. The Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in the fourth paragraph of Masechtas Nedarim, says that those words, V'hashev Oysalot, which Chazal said is not only referring to the mitzvah V'hashavas Aveda in the conventional sense, but even return a person to himself, is a makar that if you're a doctor and you have a friend that's not feeling well, who's a chayla, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to heal this person. It says the Rambam that even though Chazal famously said V'rapa yirapa mikan shenitein rishus l'roife l'rapas, but the Rambam sheet is that it's not just rishus, there's actually a mitzvah. And what is the makar to the mitzvah? It's the parsha V'hashavas Aveda. We mentioned what we learned Perek Meruba, that the Archaim HaKadosh and Parshas Kisei say right here by the mitzvah V'hashavas Aveda. And the Chassam Sofer says it, Sayin Teres Moshe Ala Teirem Parshas Kiseitze, and Sayin Chassam Sofer Ala Teirem Parshas Kiseitze, Shina Kosov La'akiv. And that is, that if you find this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda as it relates to return a person's lost item to himself, and you find the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to return a person to himself, and this is all in a gashmias physical sense, Kal V'chaim Reben Benoit Shal Kal V'chaim, and this would be true in a ruchniistic sense. And if you see a person who's you see a person who unfortunately is lost in a spiritual sense, there's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa of the hashivoysoiloi to take his neshama and bring him back on the proper path. Either way, Perek Elo Metzias deals with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Again, a classic perek. There's so much to get to. But without further ado, we begin maybe the most famous Mishnah in Shas. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu Mitzioi Shaloi, the Eilu Chayv Lahachris. The following are a list of Mitzioi's, lost items that you found that you're allowed to keep. And the following are a list of lost items that if you find, you're not allowed to keep. Rather, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which means Chayv Lahachris. If you know who the person is, return it to him. And if you don't know who the person is, at least make some sort of announcement so that the owner will know that you found his item, and like this, he's going to step forward and you'll be able to return. It says the Mishnah, Eilu Mitzioi Shaloi, the following are a list of mitzios that you're allowed to keep. Motza peres mifuzar. If somebody finds fruit that is scattered, mo'is mifuzares, or money that is scattered, krichos b'rishos harabim, bundles of tfua that were in rishos harabim, the igule devela, these are round cakes that were made of pressed figs, common staple of food once upon a time. Or if somebody finds loaves of bread that were sold by bakers, and strings of fish, or pieces of meat, or if somebody finds bundles of sheared wool that were imported from wherever they were imported. Rashi says that the chiddush of the fact that they were lekuchem min dinasan is that they look the way they looked when they were imported, meaning they weren't processed yet. So the processors of wool would import the wool and then they would do some work to it. So this mitziah that was found was still in the lekuchem min dinasan state. No additional work was done to it. Vanitze pishton, or bundles of flax, uleshoinoi shel argamon, literally tongues of purple. What it's referring to is wool that was combed and that was pulled. It was dyed purple and it was shaped like a tongue. This was, again, common. You had to be there. In all these cases, if you would find one of these mitzioi, says the Mishnah, hare elu shaloi, you're allowed to keep it, divrei rameir. That is what Rameir said. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol sheyesh bo shinui chayv lahachris, that if somebody would find any one of the aforementioned things, however, there would be something unique, something a little different, there would be a shinui in this thing that you found, then the halacha would be not hare elu shaloi, you're not allowed to keep it, but rather chayv lahachris, then you would have to return it. Ketzan, what's an example? Motza ogol, if somebody finds one of these igule devela, one of these round cakes made of pressed figs, ubetoichei cheres. However, inside of it, there's a cheres, there's a earthenware shard, or kikar. Somebody found kikare shal nachtum, which the Mishnah says, hari elu shaloi, ubetoichei mais. But lo and behold, there was money inside of it. In those cases, the halacha would be not hari elu shaloi, but rather the halacha would be chayv lahachris. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, kol kli an purya ein chayv lahachris. If somebody finds a kli an purya, it doesn't matter what it is, the halach is always going to be Hare Eilu Shalai. Rashi says, Kli Ampuria B'Gemara Mefarish, not to give it away, but the Gemara is going to say that Kli Ampuria are new Kalim. So if somebody has a Kli Ampuria, it's new. He doesn't really have such a good tfias ayin on it. It's not something that he's no familiar with. And as a result, if you're going to announce it, the person's not even going to be able to come forward and claim it because he's going to have no way of proving it's his. And it's that, for that reason, the halach is, anytime you find Kli Ampuria, ein chayiv lahachas. So we gave an introduction to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is that if you see your friend's lost item, the halach is, there's a mitzvah saseh, and there's a mitzvah sloisa say. It's not just a parsha in the Torah once, it's a parsha that's mentioned in the Torah twice. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda stating that the perek that deals with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda begins with the halacha elu mitziyah shalai. The following are examples of where if you find a mitziyah, you actually don't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And the Mishnah gave a whole list. Matzo peres mefuzarim, mois mefuzarim, krichos b'shos harabim, igulei develo, kikore shal nachten, machrois mishal dogin, chatichoi shal bazar, gizei tzemer, halukuchem im dinason, and anitzei pishton, and l'shoy mishal agam. If you do the math, 10 examples of things where the halach is elu mitziyah shalai. And the question is, what's going on over here? We just said that if you find the mitziyah, there's a mitzvah saseh day rites of Hashavas Aveda. And then the Mishnah tells me, elu mitziyah shalai. So Rashi says that the reason in all of these cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah, the halacha is that even though you found this lost item, you're allowed to keep it, it's because we assume that the owner of this item was miyayish. And if the owner is miyayish, then the halacha is you no longer have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. In fact, if you find this item from which the owner was miyayish, Hare Elu Shalai, you're actually allowed to keep it. So that's true. If you find the mitziyah, you have a chiyuv to return the mitziyah to the person that lost it. But that's only to the extent that the owner was not miyayish. If he was miyayish, then you don't have a mitzvah anymore to return it. In fact, you're allowed to keep it. So what is yiyush? So in English, yiyush means that the owner gave up hope of ever being able to find it. He said, "Vay lechisar and kiss. Woe is to me that I lost this. I wish I wouldn't have. Things happen." And the bottom line is, I give up hope now from ever being able to find it. If a person gives up hope from something that he owns, at that point, he loses his ownership in it. Thus, if you find it, you don't have to return it to him anymore. You're allowed to keep it. How exactly does Yish work? So Rashi, the first Rashi in the Perek says, and he says it more than once, Nisyashu abayla mehem kidama bigemara tehefkerheim. Yish works mitam hefker. Now, over the years, we've mentioned the famous chiddush of the Nesivos and the Ktzais. We're going to get into it, Beis Hashem, in the next couple of days, that even if Yish is mitam hefker, could be it's not literally hefker. But one thing is for sure, that if somebody loses an item and then he's miyayish, on some level, it becomes hefker. Thus, if you find that you don't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, in fact, if you want to keep it, the halach is you're going to be allowed to keep it. The question is, what's the makar to yish? It has to have a makar. This idea that if somebody gives up hope, now you no longer have a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, and if you find it, you're going to be allowed to keep it. And the truth is that it's a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. You expect this machloikis Rashi and Tosfos to be in Perek Eilu Metzias, but the truth is this machloikis Rashi and Tosfos is in Perek Merubah. Why would it be in Perek Merubah? Because Perek Merubah, the seventh Perek of Masechtas Bava Kamma, deals with all the halachas of Geneva and Gezela. And in the world of Geneva and Gezela, there's also a concept of Yish, and there's also a concept of Yish being Koina. And it's over there that Rashi and Tosfos argue as it relates to what the Makar is to the halacha of Yish Koina. Tosfos, we'll mention Tosfos first, on Daf Samach Vava Med Aleph, and this Tosfos is actually also here in Perek Eilu Metzias, on Daf Chav Zayin Med Aleph says that the Makar is a drosha that's mentioned in a Mishnah later in the Perek, on Daf Chav Zayin Med Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, just to read the words of the Mishnah, Af Hasimla Hoysa Bechlau. The Torah, when it mentions the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, was rather wordy. If you find your friend's shor, you find the seh, you find his chamor, you find his simla, then it says, kol avedas achicha. So it says the Mishnah, though, why did the Torah have to single out simla? V'lama yotzis lahakesh shneileh loy melacha. Mas simla miyuchedes v'yesh basimonim v'yesh lo toivim. Af kol dovesh v'yesh basimonim v'yesh lo toivim chayiv lahakot. So the Torah is coming to say that the only time you have a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda Aveda, is if you find something similar to a simla. A simla, a person's beged, a person's rekel, is usually going to have some identifying mark. It's going to have a simen. There's going to be a way for a person to prove to you that this is my beged as opposed to somebody else's beged. And the Torah is saying that it's only if you find an item like that, that the halacha is, you have a chiyuv to be machriz, you have a chiyuv to return it. But if you would find something that has no simen, then the halacha is, you wouldn't have a chiyuv to return it. Says Tosfos, why? What does it matter if you have a simen or it doesn't have a simen? If there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so why discriminate between mitzvahs that have simonim versus mitzvahs that don't have simonim? Says Tosfos, the pshat must be, because if there's a simen, then the owner was not miyayish. He still thinks he's going to be able to find it somehow. If there's no simen in his mind, how am I ever going to get it? So if you find it, even if theoretically, hypothetically, you could be machris and maybe get it back to him, but the person already gave up because he knew there was no simen, and as a result, the halach is, you have no chiyuv to return it, in fact, you're allowed to keep it. Thus, from here, you see a makar to this halacha that Yish is kaina. So the Gemara doesn't say Yish kaina, but from the fact that there's a halacha that the only time you have to be machriz in Aveda is in the event that it has a simen, must be when there's no simen, the person already relinquished his rights. How did he do so? Through Yish. Yish is mitam hefker. Rashi in Perek Meruba Daf Samech Vav Amar Aleph says, it's learned out from somewhere else. It's learned out from a Gemara that we're going to learn tomorrow, Daf Yomi goes quickly, on Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara darshins, what would be if some person had a field, and this field was next to a river, it was next to a nahar, and all of a sudden there was a tide that came, or the river overflowed, and as a result, all the things that this person had in his Aveda got lost. So how do you know that the halacha is that in the event that you find it, so now you would be able to keep it, you would have no chiyuv to return it. So the Gemara says, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, v'chein tasa l'chamoyroi, v'chein tasa l'simlasoi, v'chein tasa l'chol aveda sachicha, asher toivad mimenu umatzasa. That if you lose something, meaning you lost it, but somebody else maybe would be able to find it, then the halacha is that you have a chiyuv to go ahead and return it. But let's say you lose something, but this thing that you lost isn't just lost from you. It's avuda mimenu umikal adam. It's lost from everybody. Then the halacha is, if lo and behold, you're a good fortune, you find it, the halacha is you would not have to return it. The only time you have to return a metziah is if it's only lost from the owner. It's avuda mimenu. But if a tsunami came and everything got swept away and then all of a sudden somebody's donkey ended up in your driveway, so then the halacha is you would actually be allowed to keep it, because that donkey wasn't just avuda mimenu, it was avuda mimenu umikal adam. Says Rashi, what's the svar? Why, if something's avuda mimenu umikal adam, is the halacha you're allowed to keep it? Probably because when something happens that it's avuda mimenu umikal adam, so then you for sure give up hope. If I lose something, I don't necessarily give up hope, because even though I lost it, but my good friend maybe will find it, so I'm still hopeful that it's going to show up somewhere. But when something's avuda mimenu umikal adam, so how's it going to ever show up? Oh, then I'm for sure miyayish. If the Torah said that in that case, the halacha is I don't have a chiyuv hashava, that's where the Torah was being megalatas, this halacha of yish kainos. Again, even though there's a mitzvah hashavas haveidah, but at the same time, el mitzvah shaloi. What's the makar, or what's the reason el mitzvah shaloi says? Rashi, because the bailam is miyayish. Works with the mechanism and the lumdus of hefker. What's the makar to yish? Tosfos says it's learned out from the drasha mentioned in a Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Mas simla is a davar sheyesh bo simanim. The only time there's a chiyuv hashavas aveda is if the thing that you found has a simen. Rashi says, based on the brisa that the Gemara brings on Daf Chav Beis Amar Beis, it's learned out from the halacha of avuda mimenu umikal adam. Either way, so the Mishnah began and said, Eilu Metzia Shaloi, Matza Peirois Mifuzarim, says the Gemara. Matzah, peiros mifuzarim, v'kamo. What's the definition of peiros mifuzarim? Literally scattered fruit. Scattered over how big a piece of area? How many fruit? Meaning you have to be a little bit more specific. The word Peiros Mefuzorin is extremely, extremely vague. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kav Ba'arba Amos. What it means is a kav, that's a measurement, it's a certain amount of fruit, and it was spread out over an area of Arba Amos. So if there's a kav of Peiros that are spread out over an area of Arba Amos, that's when the halach is Hare Elu Shaloi, meaning clearly implying that what would be if it was a kav, but it was spread out in an area that's less than Arba Amos. So then the halacha would be, even though technically it's peiros mefuzarim, but the halacha would be chayv lahachris. The only time it's considered peiros mefuzarim that you don't have to return it is in the event that it was a kav of peiros spread out in arbamis. But the Gemara says, hey chidami, let's understand this a little bit better. Iderech nefilo, if the peiros mefuzarim that you found look like they fell from somebody, afilo tuvanami, then even if it's not Kav be arba amois, the halacha should be that you should be able to keep it. And if it looks like it was placed there, meaning somebody literally put it there, then afilu then the halacha should be that even if it's, again, not kav be arba amois, the halacha should be that you should not be allowed to keep it, meaning it shouldn't be toluy in whether it's kav ba'arba amos. What it should be toluy in is, does it look like it fell from this person, or does it look like the person actually placed it there? If it looks like it fell from the person, well, then who cares if it's kav ba'arba amos, if it's more or less? At the end of the day, this person dropped it. How's he ever going to find it? He was miyayish. That's pshat in the Mishnah, as we just explained, and as a result, halacha should be arei elu shaloi. And if it looks like he put it there, it was derech yinuach, so this is not even a lost item. He literally put it there, but kavana, he plans on coming back to take it. And if that's the case, then afilu batzamei hachi nami loy, the halacha should always be that yechayv lahachris. Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, so Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, b'machnashto de beidari askin. You have to make an akimta. When the Mishnah says, matzo peiros mefuzarim, it doesn't mean what it sounds like it means. It doesn't mean that you're walking on the avenue and you see a shopping bag with a bunch of peiros that are suddenly scattered on the floor. That's not what's going on in the Mishnah. Rather, what's going on in the Mishnah is, we're talking about a person who was a farmer. And once upon a time, in the farmer, they had the beidari, they had the threshing floor. What exactly that is? Well, not farmers. But that's where they processed all the different tefuah. And this person, you know, when he was finished doing the work with his tefuah, so he cleaned up. And he took all the different tefuah and he gathered it with him to bring it into his house. And he left some things behind. And the peiros mefuzarim that were found were peiros mefuzarim that were deliberately left behind by this person that was clearing out the threshing floor. Says Rav Ukva Bar Chama, explaining what Rav Yitzchak meant. Kav ba'arba amos, if what was left behind was a kav ba'arba amos, the nafish tirchayu, where for the person to go back now and to collect it is going to involve a certain amount of tircha. To collect a kav that's scattered within an area of arba amos involves tircha, loy tarach inchi. We assume that the person is not going to be matriach, v'loy hadar asni v'shakaluhu. He's not going to go back to take it. Afkure mafkalu. And as a result, we assume that he made it hefker. If he made it hefker, therefore the halach is that if you want to keep it, you're allowed to keep it. Botzer mahachi. If, however, what was left behind was less than a kav ba'arba amos, then tarach v'hadar asi v'shakalu. Then it's not such a big terech of him to go back and take it. Therefore, we assume that he is going to go back and take it. And as a result, we assume it's not hefker. And therefore, if you're going to find it, halach is you're not going to be able to keep it. So matzah peiros mefuzarim, the first example of a metziah in Perek Elu Metziahs, is actually not a metziah. It's not an aveda, but rather this is something that was left deliberately by the owner in the threshing floor, in the beidari. And the question just is, when you see something that was left by the owner, are you assuming that he's going to come back for it, or are you not assuming that he's going to come back for it? If it's a kav ba'arba amos, so being that it's nafesh tirchayu, it involves a certain amount of tircha, we assume he's not going to come back for it, therefore the halacha is harei elu shaloi. If, however, the cheshmin and the ratio is less then kad ba'arba amos, being that it won't involve such a terech of him to go back and take it, we assume loy mafkalu, and therefore the halach is that you're not going to be able to keep it. Tosfos asks a very obvious question, and that is that the Mishnah said matzah peiros mefuzar. The Gemara said kama. What's peiros mefuzarim? Rabbi Yitzchak said kad ba'arba amos. Frank the Gemara, why should it be tolly in kad ba'arba amos? What it should be tolly in is it derech nefila or is it derech hinuach? And the Gemara said it's because the Mishnah is talking about a machnashta debeidari, and in a machnashta debeidari there's a difference between kad ba'arba amos and not kad ba'arba amos. So Tosfos asks, then why don't you just learn the Mishnah more pasha? Don't make an akimta that the Mishnah is talking about kav ba'arba amos. Say the Mishnah, when it says peres mifuzaris, means just mifuzaris. I don't care if it's kav ba'arba amos or if it's more or if it's less. And the reason that halach is are elu shaloi is because it was derech nefila. And if it's derech nefila, then the halach is always going to be are elu shaloi. So we said that peres mifuzaris means kav ba'arba amos. As a result, you have a kasha. Why? If it's derech nefila, it should always be Hare Elu Shalai. If it's Derech Hinoach, it should never be Hare Elu Shalai. The Teretz is B'machnash Debeidari, which is a super duper Egypta. Just say that the Mishnah doesn't mean Kav Ba'arba Amos. The Mishnah means Mefuzares, regardless of how it was Mefuzares. And the Mishnah means Derech Nefila, and that's why the Halach is always going to be Hare Elu Shalai. So Tosfos says a Teretz. Tosfos says that Enochinam. The Gemara could have said that. But Rabbi Yitzchak, who said Kav Ba'arba Amos, purposely said Kav Ba'arba Amos to show that the Mishnah is not talking about a regular Peres Mefuzaris where it was Derech Nefila, but rather it's talking about Machnasha de Beidari. And the reason he said it is based on what we're going to learn on Amud Beis. It's based on the Sugi of Yesh Shaloi Midas, which Beis Hashem will be the second half of today's daf. And when we see it inside, we'll go back and explain what Tosfos meant. But just in Pshat in the Gemara, Tosfos says that really the Mishnah could have said Matzah Peres Mefuzaris is always true, even if it's not Kav Ba'arba Amos, as long as it's Derech Nefila. The owner is Miyayish, and Allah is going to be Hare Elu Shaloi. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't want to learn the Mishnah that way. He had an ulterior motive, and therefore he wanted the Mishnah to be talking about a Machnash de Beidari. And in a Machnash de Beidari, the Allah of Peres Mefuzaris Hare Elu Shaloi is only true if it's Kav Ba'arba Amos. And that's why Rabbi Yitzchak was the one that said Kav Ba'arba Amos. Either way, Zok Digmar. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had an Ishai. In fact, as we're going to see, Rabbi Yirmiyah had four Shilas. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah is famous throughout Shas from asking Yibayas. Very often, the Tana would say something that seemed very straightforward, and Rabbi Yirmiyah would fire away, and he would ask Yibayas. In fact, the Gemara, in the second parak of Masechtas Bava Basra, says that at some point in time, Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking so many Yibayas, and the Chachamim just couldn't give Zechanetza with all the Yibayas that he was asking, that they literally kindly requested Rabbi Yirmiyah to leave Beis Medrash. So we can't learn. You're asking all these different Yibayas, and then eventually they let him back in. So there's some drama that plays itself out in the second parak of Masechtas Bava Basra. But either way, by Rabbi Yirmiyah had the following Yibayah, Chatzi Kav Bishtei Amos Mahu. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Yitzchok said that when the Mishnah says Matzah Peres Mefuzarin, it's talking about Machnash de Bidari. And there's an Oikimta. What's the Oikimta? It's Kav Ba'ar Ba'amis. Because for Kav Ba'arba Amis, you're not going to go back. It's too much of a tircha. If it would be less, then yeah, you would go back. Kav Begimel Amis, you would. Kav Bechamish Amis, sure you wouldn't go back. But said Rabbi Yirmi, what would be if you have a half a Kav in two Amis? Kav Ba'arba Amis, time of my. When the Mishnah said that Kav Ba'arba Amis Talach is Arelu Shaloi is the reason Mishum the Nafesh Terchayu, because of the Tercha. If that's the case, Chatzi Kav B'Shtei Amis, Kiven the Loi Nafesh Terchayu, Loi Mafkalu. Being that a half a Kav in two Amis, it's not as much of a Tercha. Why not? Because the area is a smaller area. You're not trying to collect something that's scattered over four Amis. You're trying to collect something that's scattered over two Amis. So being that there's less Tircha, so therefore it could be over there, you're going to go back for it. It's not Hefkad Halach, it's not going to be a Reyu Shaloi. Oiduma, or maybe Mishum Deloi Chashivi. Maybe the reason you're not going to go back for Kav Ba'arba Amos is not so much the Arba Amos, but it's because it's not Chashiv. And if the reason is that it's not Chashiv, the Chatzi Kav B'Shtei Amos, a half a Kav and two Amos, Kiven Deloi Chashivi, being that it's even less Chashiv, Mafkalu, for sure you're going to make it Hefkad. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to know, Kav Ba'arba Amos, what's the point? The point is you're not going back because it's Arba Amos. And to gather something spread out over an area of Arba Amos involves Tircha. Or is the reason you're not going back because it's a kav, it's something that's so small? What's the nafkamina? If you would have the same exact ratio of kav barba amos, albeit cut in half, a half a kav in two amos. If the reason you're not going back is because of the tircha of the four amos, well, over here it's only two amos. If the reason you're not going back is because the kav is not chashiv, over here it's a half a kav, over here it's going to be chashiv. Now, the Rishonim speak out, and it's pashiv, that really, when the Mishnah says, Motza peris mefuzar and kav barba amos, it's because it's a kav, and it's because it's arba amos. It's really both. It's the fact that all it is a kav. It's very, very small. And it's because of the fact that it's spread out over arba amos. How do you know that? Because if it was kav begimel amos, for example, then you would go back. All it is a kav. The teretz is because over there it's not going to be such a tircha, right? So you see for sure that really, both of these svaras play themselves out. So what then was Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya? Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya was, is there an ikka reason? And if there's an ikka reason, what is the ikka reason? Is the ikka reason the tircha, or is the ikka reason the fact that you're dealing with something that's not so chashim? And he said the nafkamina would be, is if I stick with the same ratio, but at the same time, the numbers get cut. If the cheshbin is the tircha, that's the ikar reason. So then I can hear, kav barba amos involves tircha, chatzi kav b'shtei amos, maybe it doesn't involve so much tircha. If the ikar reason is that it's not chashuv, then I would think for sure if a kav is not considered chashuv barba amos, then if I stick with the same ratio, then a chatzi kav b'shtei amos is for sure not going to be chashuv. Tosfos incidentally asks Akasha, and that is, I don't understand. If Rabbi Yirmiyah has a tzad that a person would go back for a chatzi kav b'shtei amos, then why would you not go back for a kav ba'arba amos? Every kav ba'arba amos is made up of two chatzi kavs b'shtei amos. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. So if that's the case, Zok Toisvis, if the Mishnah says Motzei Peres Mefuzaris, which is kav ba'arba amos, the halacha is harei elu shaloi, then by definition you see that chatzi kav b'shtei amos is also harei elu shaloi. Because if chatzi kav b'shtei amos, you're not let it take, then you can't take kav ba'arba amos either, because every kav ba'arba amos is just made up of two chatzi kavs b'shtei amos. And Toisvis says two terutzim. One teretz Toisvis says is that it could be it's like a psychological thing. A person will go back for a chatzi kav b'shtei amos if he's going to get everything. But to go back for a chatzi kav b'shtei amos where I left behind the kav ba'arba amos, thus, when I take the chatzi kav b'shtei amos, all I'm taking is half what I left behind, that Tosfos says I'm not going to do. You would go back, said Rabbi Yirmiyah. This makes this a real Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that I understand that from kav ba'arba amos, you see, a person wouldn't go back for chatzi kav b'shtei amos. But maybe when wouldn't I go back for chatzi kav b'shtei amos? That's when I'm not taking the whole thing. But if I'm going to get the whole chatzi kav b'shtei amos, because all I left behind was a chatzi kav b'shtei amos, maybe then I would go back. Inami Tosfos says that it could be that the shtei amos of Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya of chatzi kav b'shtei amos is actually not half of the kav ba'arba amos that the Mishnah is referring to. The kav ba'arba amos of the Mishnah is 4x4. So you have an area that's 4x4, and within that area, 4x4, this a kav of peiros. Half of that would be 2x4. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya was not an area of 2x4. His Ibaya was an area that's 2x2. And being that it's an area that's 2x2, says Tosfos that a kav ba'arba amos is actually not made up of two kavs b'shtei amos in Rabbi Yirmiyah's vernacular. Either way, that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's first debate. But Rabbi Yirmiyah continued. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Kabayim b'shmoyna amos ma'u." What would be if somebody left over in his machnash the debate dori, not a chatzi kabish deyamis, but rather kabayim b'shmoyna amos, two kabim in eight amos? What's the halacha? Same shayla, and really the same start. Kabar ba'amis tamamai is the reason. Kabar ba'amis is the main reason by kabar ba'amis mishum denafesh terchayu, because of the fact that involves tircha to clean up an area of four amos is a big deal. The kolshkin kabay. And certainly, if you left over two kabim in eight amos, keeping the feature to chayutvei, being that it involves even more tercha mafkalu, you're going to be mafkid oydom, or maybe mishum deloy chashidi. Maybe the reason you're not going to go back for kab arba amos is because of the kab, because it's not chashuv. That's the main reason. The kabayim b'shmoyin amos. If that's the case, two kabim in eight amos, keeping the chashidi, being that it's chashuv, loy mafkalu. Maybe you're not going to be mafkid. So if you notice, really, Rabbi Yirmiyah's two ibayas are the same ibaya, meaning the tzadim, what underpins Rabbi Yirmiyah's ibaya, is the same for the first first Ibaya as it is for the second Ibaya. Rabbi Yirmiyahu wasn't finished. Kav shum shemin ba'arba amboys ma. What would be if somebody left over in his machnashto de beidari a kav of sesame seeds and it spread out in arbamas? So in this case, it's kav arbamas, which is Rabbi Yitzchak's peiros mefuzar. But it's kav shum shemin. What's the shayla tama? Mai is the reason in the Mishnah Mishum the loy chashivi because it's not chashuv. The shum shemim kiven the chashivi loy maafkalu. Shum shemim is chashuv. So could be over there for sure. You're going to come back for your shum shemim. Oh, you don't want maybe I'm shum the nafish terchayah. The main reason for kav arbam is because it involves a tercha. That's the case for kolshke and shum shemim kiven the nafish terchayah with tvei maafkalu. So certainly shum shemim, which is going to involve even more tercha to try to gather. They're so small. So for sure over there, you're going to be mafkid. Kav tamri ba'arba amos. Kav rimoini ba'arba amos mai. What would be if somebody left over a kav of dates that's scattered within arba amos, or a kav of pomegranates that's spread over ba'arba amos? What's talach? Kav ba'arba amos tamri mai. Again, is kav ba'arba amos the main reason? Mishum to loichashiv because it's not chashiv. Kav tamri ba'arba amos. Kav rimoini ba'arba amos. Nami kibit loichashiv yimafkalu. So this is also not so chashiv. Dates and pomegranates. And therefore, you for sure you are mafkid. Or is the main reason by kar bar mamis areil shalog? The main reason by kar bar mamis, we assume the person was mafkid. He's not going back for it because it involves tercho. And if that's the case, for kav tamri bar mamis, for kav rimoni bar mamis, as it relates to a kav of dates or a kav of pomegranates, kibin the nafesh terchayu, being that it doesn't involve so much tercho, why not? Because they're very big. Loi mafkid, maybe was a mafkid. My, what's the halacha? And the Gemara says, teiku. What does teiku mean? Literally, teiku means that we don't know. Teiku is miloshin, let it stand, meaning it is what it is. But we have a Masaira that wherever it says teiku, it's an acronym for tishbi yitaretz, kushyos, ve'ibayos, g'doyle, g'doyle, achroinim, the Sfar Makdashim, we'll bring this Masaira. And what it means is that we're not going to know the answer to this question until Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi comes. So just a few things. The first, just in terms of pshat. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a shayla. In fact, Rabbi Yirmiyahu had four shaylas. Matzah peres mefuzarin hare elu shalai. The kama, am Rabbi Yitzchak ka barba amas. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu fired away. Kedarkei bakoydash. He said, chatzi ka b'shtei amas, what's talocha? Ka bayim? B'shmoy namas, what's talocha? What if it's ka barba amas, but it's a kav of shum shemin, which is unique? What if it's a ka barba amas, but it's a kav of tamarim or rimoinim, which again is unique? What's going to be the halacha? And we saw the Gemara, very wordy, spoke out the two sides of Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Ibaya, and really, all four of the Ibayas were the identical Ibaya. Meaning, it all boils down to the same question. Is the main reason of Ka'ab Arba Amis because of the Tircha, or is the main reason of the Ka'ab Arba Amis because of the fact that you're dealing with something that's just cheap? It's something that's not Choshev. Victor Rajba. So essentially, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked his Ibaya four different times in four different ways. Why would Rabbi Yirmiyahu do that? Even on Rabbi Yirmiyahu's standards, this seems to be something that's a little bit unusual. So why would Rabbi Yirmiyahu ask the same exact Ibaya four different ways? So one pshat the Rashba says is that it could be Rabbi Yirmiyahu actually didn't, in one sitting, ask this four different ways. Rabbi Yirmiyahu posed this shayla. Is the main reason of the Mishnah the tercha, or is the main reason of the Mishnah the Chshivos? And this Ibaya of Rabbi Yirmiyahu was said over in different Bati Midrashim. And in some Bati Midrashim, the question was posed, Chatzi ka b'shtei amos. In some Bati Midrashim, the way this question was presented was, Kabayim b'shmoyin amos, Kav shum shemin, Kav tamar v'rimoinim. And it was presented in a bunch of different ways. And Rav Ashi, when he sat down and he did his epic work of gathering all the Mishnayos and the Brises and even all the different Shmuos of the different Amirah, so he had heard four different Messiahs, and he decided right here in the first daf that you're ever going to learn, he's going to tell it to you in four different ways. But it's not Rabbi Yirmiyahu sitting in Beis Medrash and clearing this Shiloh, that Shiloh. It's the same Chakira with a whole bunch of different Nafkaminas. Inami the Rajba says that it could be each Shiloh is actually nuanced, and it could be that although high level, each one of these shaylas are really rooted in the same question, but in a more nuanced way than not necessarily Tolu Zebazet. And that's why Rabbi Yirmiyahu opposed all four of these questions. That's the first star. The second star is, so what's the halacha? Bottom line. Chatzi ka b'shtei amos. Teiku. Okay. Now what? So if somebody is walking and he sees chatzi ka b'shtei amos, he's in a machnash to the beidari, it's on a Chol HaMoed trip, and he sees Chatzi Kav B'Shtei Amos. So what do you do with this? You take it, you don't take it. until you pick it up. Now what? So it's a big machlokes rishonim. The Rosh says that if somebody would find a chatzikah b'shteyamis, the halacha would be chayiv lahachris. You would have to give it back. The Rambam is chaylik. The Rambam says that if somebody picks up a chatzikah b'shteyamis, the halacha is harei elu shaloi. So you have a suffix. You're not going to know until Yohan Novio Tishbi is going to tell us what exactly happened over here. So what's the halacha? Again, you have a suffix. It's a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh says chayiv lahachris. The Rambam says harei elu shaloi. Now, if you think about it for a minute, at first glance, I think we understand the Rambam sheet a little bit better. Because the rule is, every time there's a suffix moment, anytime I find something, and there's a suffix, if I'm allowed to keep it or not allowed to keep it, so what's the halacha? So if there's a suffix right now, whether I can keep it or not, and you, the owner of this farm, you come to me and you say you want to take it from me, prove to me that the halacha is one way or the other. But being that you won't be able to do that, so therefore the halacha should be arei elu shaloi. Based on the rules and regulations that govern, every time there's a suffix moment, you would think that the Rambam is in the right, and the halacha should be that you're allowed to keep it. And if that's the case, what's pshat in the Rosh, that the Rosh says chayiv lahachris? So there's different mahalachim in the Achroinim to explain the Shitas HaRosh, but one mahalach is that it could be, although it's true, that suffik moment the halacha is harei elu shaloi, but this is not a regular suffik moment. And the reason this is not a regular suffik moment because over here there's also a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. And being that there's also a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, you can't simply say, "Oh, it's a suffik. Is it my money, your money? I get to keep it." No, there's a suffik whether I have a mitzvah to be machris, whether I have a mitzvah to be mekayim hashavas aveda. And the Rosh held that even though from a suffik moment perspective the halacha would be harei elu shaloi, but there's a suffik chayv lahachris. And Suffolk Ashavas Aveda, there the halach is you have to be machris. So when the whole Suffolk is, it my money, your money? Then the halach is Arei Elu Shaloi. But here there's a Suffolk Ashavas Aveda. It's a Suffolk Isser. And Suffolk Isser, you always go the chum. Now the truth is, Kana Ben Shoyel, literally, every Suffolk Mammon is a Suffolk Isser. It's a Suffolk Isser Sigzel, right? Every single time there's a Suffolk, is it my money or is it your money? Well, if I keep it and really it's your money, there's a Suffolk Isser, I'm being overlay Sigzel. So that's a very good kasha that the G'dayli Achreinim ask. It's known as Rabbi Yonis and Ebershitz discussion in the Sefer Urim V'tumim, but that's not for now. The bottom line is that every Suffolk Mammon, even though there's a Leisigzel component, if I have money that really doesn't belong to me, the halacha is I'm allowed to keep it. But this is unique. The reason this is unique is because over here there's a Suffolk Hashavas Aveda, and being that there's a Suffolk Hashavas Aveda, the Rosh holds, because of the Suffolk Hashavas Aveda, the halacha is going to be, I'm going to have to return it. One other ha'ara, only because this is probably the most famous teiku in Shas, for sure the first teiku in Shas, and that is, so what does teiku mean? That Amiram didn't know. Rabbi Yirmi asked all the shailas, no one knew the answer to it. And they said, well, Yohan Novi's going to come, we're going to ask El Yohan Novi. The Chida, in his Sefer Pesach Einayim, this is in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Men Hey Amad Aleph asks, that we know that the Amiram very often used to have Gila Eliyahu. The Ga'onim had Gila Eliyahu. Rabbi Shri Ragoyin, in his famous Igaris, he talks about how El Yohan Novi was very common. He would come to Bis Medrash all the time, Dailu would talk to him and learning. So, what do you mean, Tishbi Yataris Kushis V'Yibayis? Rabbi Yirmiyah should have asked Eliyahu Anavi. Why did all the Amiran that had Gilu Eliyahu not ask Eliyahu Anavi to be pushed all the different takers and shas? So the next time, a big tzaddik's by the Leila Seder, and he says, Shvaycha Moscha, they open the door, Eliyahu, Chatzi Kabushtei Amis, what's the halacha? Re'elu Shaloi Chayv La'achris, right? Why not? Why didn't they ask Eliyahu Anavi this question? And the Chidah says a Chiddush. The Chidah says that although it's true, Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to the big tzaddikim, certainly to the Amiram, but when Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to the Amiram, he didn't reveal himself b'shlei musai. He didn't reveal himself with all of his madrigas. And as a result, that Eliyahu HaNavi actually maybe didn't know the answer to Chatzika b'shtei Amis. And that's why they couldn't ask him. You're talking wordy. There's nothing to talk about. But he wasn't bepchol b'chinoisav. Those are the words of the Chidah. He didn't have all his b'chinos. And being that he didn't have all his b'chinos, it's for that reason, you couldn't ask him all these different questions. Well, yo, Anovi's going to be Megal himself. Then Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come with all his bechinas. And he's going to come down with all his bechinas. Then already it's going to be different. I had one aura on this. And that is that we've mentioned in the past that the Vilna Gaon, he wrote a pirish on Sifra Ditznius. Sifra Ditznius is a real Kabbalah sefer. And the Vilna Gaon wrote a pirish on it, and Vilna Gaon's most famous Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhin, wrote an introduction to the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Sifra Ditznius. And is in it, and in his introduction, he talks a lot about the Vilna Gaon. And one of the things he says is that he saw in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, he saw Ksav Yad Kotcher, that the Vilna Gaon set up shot some real esoteric, some Dvar Kabbalah, and he says, you know who told it to me? Eliyahu Navi told it to me. And he even wrote in different places, different pshatim, and he says, this pshat I heard from Yaakov Avinu. Why Eliyahu Navi and Yaakov Avinu? Because we know Eliyahu Navi loy meis, and we know Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara also says, was loy meis. But you see that the Vilna Gaon was zoicha to Gilui Eliyahu, and in those Giluyim, the Eliyahu HaNavi told the Vilna Gaon things that were unbelievable. In that shtickle, the Vilna Gaon told Reb Chaim Volozhin that it was Niskalatim, 2,260 pshatim in the pasuk Alu Zeh Banegev, right? So you see the unbelievable giluyin that the Vilna Gaon had. So the Chidah says that Eliyahu HaNavi didn't know Chatzika B'Shtei Amis. The Vilna Gaon is having giluy Eliyahu, and Eliyahu HaNavi is being Megalatim Soidus that the world never saw. So how does that Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that Reb Chaim Volozhin said that my eyes are witness to the fact that I saw the Vilna Gaon write in his Ksavim that he had giluy Eliyahu, had giluy Yaakov Avinu? Has it stimmed what the Chidah says that Eliyahu HaNavi was Megalant himself? Yeah, he was a shiny younger man, but he didn't know Chatzika B'Shtei Amis. I don't think it stimmed. So we're not going to go into this now, but I think the teretz is pasha. The teretz is that we've spoken over the years that when Eliyahu HaNavi is Megala himself, he could be Megala himself in one or two ways. There's Eliyahu HaNavi that's Megala himself in his physical guf, and there's Eliyahu HaNavi that's Megala himself as the neshama. And this big nafkaminis, if Eliyahu is Megala himself as a guf, if Eliyahu is Megala himself as a neshama. Additionally, we've mentioned in the past, Eliyahu HaNavi was a Navi. Eliyahu HaNavi was also a chacham. So Eliyahu HaNavi could be Megal himself as a Chacham. Eliyahu HaNavi could be Megal himself as a Navi. Libi Yomer, that the Eliyahu HaNavi that was Megal himself to the Vilna Gaon, to Rebbe Eliyahu Mivilna, that Eliyahu HaNavi could be Nu Chatzika B'Shtei Amis. Meaning, those Giluyim, there was a Chatzika B'Shtei Amis. But the problem is, that was coming not from a place of sheer Chachma. That's coming from a place of Eliyahu the Malach, Eliyahu the Navi. That Eliyahu HaNavi can't be Poshet Chatzika B'Shtei Amis. You know why? Because that's a problem with Torah Leib Shemayim. So again, this is a whole different Indian. Either way, this is the first take. We'll just talk a little bit what Teiku means. Tishbi Yataritz Kushes V'Yibayas, and the Chidah's famous Kasha, and that is that I understand. You're waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi. The next time you see Eliyahu HaNavi, you're at a bris. Why don't you ask him this question? Either way, Zoktigemar Itmar, and we now turn the page, and we turn our attention to arguably the most famous sugi in Shas. Yiyush Eloi Midas, Abaya Oma Loi Ava Yiyush, Verova Oma Hayt the Yiyush. So what does Yiyush Eloi Midas mean? So let's read Rashi inside. It's the top Rashi and Daf Chafalo from the base. Dovar Shestomo Yiyush, V'Kishiyeda Shenofel Mimen. Something that if a person would know fell from him, he would be Miyayish. However, ukishamotzai, when it fell from him, and then someone found it, the owner of it wasn't miyayish from it, and the reason he wasn't miyayish is because he doesn't know yet that it fell from him. So, yish shaloi midas, the translation is, where a person was not miyayish, but he wasn't miyayish because he doesn't know that this item was lost. If, however, he would know it was lost, he would for sure be miyayish. In the meantime, someone already had found it before this person was made aware that he lost it, meaning this person found it and picked it up before he was actually miyayish. When he's afterwards miyayish, the question is right now, can I keep it or can I not keep it? So ordinarily, if somebody loses something and someone else finds it, if we assume that the person who lost it was miyayish, like all the cases in the Mishnah, so the halacha is finders keepers. Whoever found it would be able to keep it. The question is, what would be if somebody found something before the owner was miyayish, later the owner was miyayish, and it was something that when the person found, although the owner had not been miyayish yet, but had he known about it, he already would have been miyayish. So now that the owner is miyayish, can I keep it or can I not keep it? Abaye said you can't keep it because yish loy midas loy haviyish. Rava says you could keep it, yish loy midas haviyish. And the Gemara explains, b'davar sheyesh bo simin, if this thing that this person dropped was a davar sheyesh bo simin, Everybody agrees that if you find it, and then later the owner is miyayish, we're not going to say you're allowed to keep it. We're going to say lo yavi yish. Even though later this person was miyayish, lo yavi yish, it's not considered a yish. And the reason is the chiyos liyade, because when the person found it and picked it up, isur hu da'as liyade, he had picked it up, meaning at that point, he didn't do anything wrong, but he picked up something that he wasn't going to be able to keep. Because the assumption at that point was that, being that this thing had a simen, when this person was going to find out that he dropped it, he's not going to be miyayish. Because he's going to think, simone isli begave, I have a simen in it. You have no simno. I'm going to present my simen. I'm going to be able to keep it. Meaning, in the event that what the person dropped was a dove sheyesh by simen, even if later the person ends up being miyayish, you don't have the halacha of yishalei midas. Yishalei midas is only something that it's inevitable. We assume for sure that when the person dropped it, he was going to be miyayish. A davar sheyesh by simen, the assumption is that the person was not going to be miyayish. Thus, even if he is miyayish, you don't say yishalei midas habiyish. Additionally, if this thing that you found was something that got lost because of some high tide, or it was because the river overflowed, then the halacha is afagaf the isbe simen rachman ashaya. There, even if it has a simen, the halacha is going to be, if you find it, you're allowed to keep it, even according to Abaya that holds yish loy midas, loy habi yish. And the reason for this is, the Gemara says, like we're going to talk about in tomorrow's up, so we don't have to go into this now. Keep ligi, when is the machloikis between Abaya and Rava, bedova shneim by simen? If somebody lost something, it's a davar she'en boi simen. He doesn't know that he lost it yet. In the meantime, someone found it, picked it up. Then the person realized that he lost it. And when he lost it, he was miyayish. Right now, can I keep it or can I not keep it? Abaye amar lo yavi yish. Abaye says that the yish is not a yish. Because at the time that you picked it up, the person did not know that he dropped it. Rava amar havi yish. Rava said it is yish. Because this person, although at the time that you picked it up, wasn't miyayish yet, but when he's going to know that he dropped it, it'll be miyayish. He's going to say, simani lesni bigave, I have no simen. And thus, we look at the yish as if it already happened right now. So again, what is yish shalei midas? Yish shalei midas is davar shestama yish v'kishiyeda shenafa mimenu, something that a person lost. If he would know he lost it, he would be miyayish. He doesn't know he lost it, thus he wasn't miyayish. Someone went and this person picked it up. Later, the owner was miyayish. The question is, are you allowed to keep it? Or are you not allowed to keep it? Abaye says, yish shalei midas lei aviyish. Rava says, in terms of the lumdis and understanding, this is something that Be'ezer Hashem will work through now as we go through the balance of today's daf into tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Simin Pamgash Mamgakti Kaksaraz. Oh, Shema. Says the Gemara, I think we could be Poshid and we could be Machriya the Shaila of Yishalei Midas from our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to fire away. Peres Mefuzarin. The Mishnah said that if somebody finds Peres Mefuzarin, what's the halacha? Hare Elu Shaloi. Freak the Gemara. Hare Elu Shaloi. Holo Yoda Denof Amine. I don't understand. Why you let it keep it? Mechatesi, the owner knows that he dropped it for you to be able to keep it. Meaning, the assumption is that if somebody finds Peres Mefuzarin, Hare Elu Shaloi, why? Because the owner was Miyayish. Okay, but that's only true if he knows that he lost it, so that he knows to be miyayish. But how do you know that he knows he lost it? Thus, maybe he wasn't miyayish. You're not allowed to pick it up. So why is that loch harelu shaloi? Zok de gemara amar rav ukva bar chama. I don't know what kind of question that is. Didn't we say on amar aleph hocha b'machnash no de beidori askinon daved amidasi? We already said on amar aleph that the mishnah matzah peres b'fuzar is not talking about where you lost anything. Rather, it's talking about where you deliberately left it there. And when it's peres b'fuzar, specifically when it's kabar b'amos, then we assume that the person was matzah, and it's for that reason you're allowed to keep it. Meaning, if a person be walking in the street and there would be Peres Mufuzarin, maybe then what would be the halacha? The halacha would be that you're not allowed to keep it. Why would you not be allowed to keep it? Because Yishaloi Midas Lo yehavi yish, and maybe the person doesn't know that he dropped it. Now, if he would have known he dropped it, he'd be miyayish and chanami, but maybe he doesn't know he dropped it. And it's for that reason that halacha should be that you're not allowed to keep it. Oh, but the Gemara says not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about when he was deliberately miyayish. He was deliberately mafkirit, and being that he was deliberately mafkirit, so it's for that reason that halacha is that if you want to keep it, you're allowed to keep it. Just to go back to Tosfos Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that it's for that reason that Rabbi Yitzchak and Amud Aleph said Motzna Peris Mefuzara means Kabar Ba'amos, and he didn't simply say who cares what the ratio is. It's Derech Nefila, being that it's Derech Nefila, that halacha is Arei Eilu Shalot. That would seemingly be a much more posh of Shana in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yitzchak made an Oikimta, and then he was forced to make a second Oikimta. Don't make any Oikimtas. It was Derech Nefila, and therefore the halacha is you're allowed to keep it. The reason is because Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Abaya. He holds Yish Aloy Midas. Loi havi yish, and being that yish loi midas, loi havi yish, so you're going to be bothered. Peres mifuzor, it's yish loi midas. The teretz is it's been machnash to the beidar tashma. Mois mifuzor is ariel shaloi. If somebody finds mois that are spread out, that loch is you're allowed to keep it. Am I? Why you're allowed to keep it? Halo yada the nafal mine. You don't know that you dropped it. Meaning maybe you don't know that you dropped it, and if that's the case, why is it so posh you're allowed to keep it? Maybe the owner wasn't miyayish yet. Now, if you hold yish alei midas haviyish, as soon as the owner knows that he dropped his money, he knows it's gone, he's going to be miyayish. But according to Abaye that holds yish alei midas alei haviyish, why are you allowed to keep mois mifuzarois? So the Gemara says, Hasam nami kid Rabbi Yitzchak. We could say, based on something that Rabbi Yitzchak's going to say later in the daf. The Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Adam asui lemashmish bekisei bechol shavisha. If a person has a wallet, a person has money in his pocket, so it's normal for a person to constantly see where his money is. And Rabbi Yitzchak said it to answer a different question. Now we're going to apply what Rabbi Yitzchak said to answer a different question to answer this question. And that is Hachanami. So too, the answer is going to be Adam Asik L'mashmesh B'kisa B'chal Shah. It's Nederek for a person to be M'mashmesh B'kisa B'chal Shah. Therefore, we assume that this person's for sure going to know that it was lost. And as a result, we don't look at it as being Yish Shaloi Midas, but rather we look at it as being Yish Midas. Tashma, another right. Igulei Devela. Viki Karei Shal Nachdem Ariel Shaloi. The Mishnah said that if somebody finds Igulei Devela, or if somebody finds and again, it's under the premise, because if you lose Igulei Devela, you lose Kikarish al Nachtim, you can have no way of presenting a simin, you can have no way of proving that this was yours, and as a result, you're miyayish, and therefore the halach is Harei Shaloi. If you know you dropped it, so you're miyayish. But if you don't know you dropped it, so it's Yir Shaloi Midas, a Bishloim, if you hold Yir Shaloi Midas, like Rava Havi Yish, then I understand. But if you hold like Abai, Yir Shaloi Midas, like Havi Yish, why is the halach Harei Shaloi? So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami, Agav. The Yakiri made the Yada Behu. Igulei Devela and Kikari Shal Nachtim are very heavy. So if you're walking and then all of a sudden, you know, that 20-pound thing that you were carrying, you're not carrying anymore, you're probably going to notice. And as a result, the assumption is that if somebody drops Igulei Devela and Kikari Shal Nachtim, he notices and he knows that he dropped it. And being that he knows that he dropped it, he for sure was made aware. He was miyayish. It's not yish shalei midas, but rather it's yish midas. Toshma ulishayne shalar gamon. The Mishnah said, if somebody finds purple dyed tongue shaped wool, the halacha is harei elu shalai, you're allowed to keep it. Famai, why you're allowed to keep it? I understand this was common. Thus, if you drop it, you're never finding it. Or at the very least, you're never going to be able to prove that it was yours. You're never going to be able to present a simon. But at the same time, you don't know you dropped it, maybe. And if that's the case, it's yish shaloi midas. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami agav de chashivi, being that this was chashiv, mishmushrei memashmesh behu, you're probably going to know that you dropped it. Ukid Rabbi Yitzchak. Incidentally, the color purple, argamon, first of all, it's not even clear what the color argamon is, right? Argamon is traditionally taiched as being purple. Really, it's a machloikis Rambam and Ravid, whether argamon is purple or not purple. In fact, Reb Kiva Eger, in his famous tshuva that he wrote in his Talmud, Reb Tzvi Eshkalisha, when there was a big movement in the 19th century to try to bring back karbonos bizman hazeh, and there was a question, is it possible to bring karbonos nowadays? You don't have a Beis HaMikdash, maybe you can make that work. You don't have kayhanim, maybe you can make that work. Reb Kiveger, where he got stuck was that in order to do the avodah, you're going to have to have big day kahuna. One of the begodim needed argamon, and we don't know what argamon is. We're not sure. And if you get the color wrong, it's going to be a problem. But argamon was a royal color. That's why the kayhanim, when they wore their big day kahuna, the Ramban says in the Spirit Shal HaTorah, these were royal garments. These were colors and things that the malachim used to wear. But argamon was considered very chashiv. The bottom line is that this Argamon dyed wool was very, very chashuv. Mishmushe memash mishbo, and therefore it's always going to be a year shmidas. One more tashma. Hamoitzni mois bebate knesiyos ubemate midrashes. If somebody finds money in a base akneses or in a base medrash, ubichol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom, or any place where there's a rabbin. So if you ask a yid, where's there a rabbin? Base akneses, base medrash, maybe also in the supermarket. But lemaisna ubichol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom. Hare elu shloy, the halach is you're allowed to keep it. Mipnesha bailin misyash. Because we assume for sure that the owner was miyayish. Frank the Gemara, it's very nice when he finds out that he lost his money, he's going to be miyayish. But in the meantime, he doesn't know. And if he doesn't know that he lost it, so according to Rabbi Yish Lamidas, have a yish, it's very good. But according to Rabbi Yish Abaya, they hold Yish Lamidas, they have a yish. How are you going to make this work? This is where Rabbi Yitzchak said it. Adam asir the mashmish bechisay bechalsha, that money, a person always knows when he lost money, because you're always looking, do I have my money, right? I wear my watch. That's the derech of a person. And as a result, something like that is Adam asir the mashmish bechisay bechalsha, and it's for that reason, the halacha over there is going to be that it's not yesh shaloi midas, but rather it's yesh midas. So we're making a short stop over here, literally mid tashmas, firing away in terms of yesh shaloi midas. Have a yish, loy have a yish. It's a machlikas abayi v'rava. The Gemara's tried being poshted from the Mishnah. A couple of different rayas. L'maisa, the Gemara couldn't. It turned its attention to braises, which is what the Gemara is going to do through tomorrow's daf. And then at some point in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is even going to tell us who we paskin like. Do we paskin like abaya, or do we paskin like rava? A little bit suspense. I don't want to give it away. But the bottom line is, we'll see in tomorrow's daf what the achra is as it relates to the halach of yish loy midas. But just to end today's daf with one ha'ara, and that is, so in the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, the Torah says that if you're walking and you see your friend's lost item, whether it's his shor, it's his seh, it's his chamor, it's his simlo, v'chein tasa l'chol aveda sachicha, asher toiv amimenu, it doesn't really matter what it is. Lo yisucha le'esal, you're not allowed to turn a blind eye. It's something that you're not allowed to do. What came to mind was a Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk over there is talking about the halacha that kachin had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Sometimes it had to be eaten even in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Torah says, Lo yisucha lecho b'sharecha, that these foods that have special kedusha, you're not allowed to eat outside of the makim of kedusha. You can't eat it b'sharecha. You can't take it home if you live in Meron Sas Tveria and eat it over there. These are things that because of kedusha, so you have to eat it in a makim that has extra kedusha. The whole Yerushalayim has, the whole Yerushalayim has kedusha. But as to be eaten in Yerushalayim or maybe in the makim HaMikdash, lo yisucha lecho b'sharecha. So Rashi over there quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha the Tana that says, lo yisucha lecho b'sharecha. You cannot eat it b'sharecha? Can't? I could. You're not allowed to. Zok Yeshua ben Karcha, yocholata. That really, if you want to, you could. You're just not allowed to. Meaning, the word loisucha literally means you can't do it. I can't do something doesn't mean I don't want to do it, even though we sometimes interchange I can't for I don't want to. The kenst, yeah, right? You could do it, but you just don't want to do it. You're lazy. I got it. Peseder. But the bottom line is don't fool yourself. You could do it. You just don't want to do it. So said Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, loisucha lecha b'sharecha yocholata. Really, if you want to, you could. The Torah is not saying you can't. I mean, if you're going to try to take a bite out of that sandwich in Tveria, it's going to go down, the food. Oh, but in a chrashoy, what the Torah really means to say is that it's not something that you're allowed to do. Rav Shmuel Yankiv in Zois Liyakiv, and this is in Parshas Rei, on that pasuk, Loisucha lecha b'sharecha, he says a dover nifla. He says, the Torah said Loisucha lecha b'sharecha, which almost makes it sound like if you physically tried eating this food, you wouldn't be able to. But in the same breath, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said, Avada, that's not meant to be taken literally. Yochalata, aval enoch rashot. So what did the Torah mean then when it said loisucha? Why this misleading language that requires an asterisk that says, Avada doesn't mean loisucha lata, yochalata, aval enoch rashot. So he says, kedarke bakoidesh. And that is that we know that when Klai Yisrael was makabel the Torah by Har Sinai, it was kofa aleim har kegigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally took Har Sinai and he was kofa, he put it over the Yidden. And he told them, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. If you want to accept the Torah, good. V'im lav, but if not, shomtei misaschem, shomtei kfuraschem. And the Yidden didn't have much of a choice. And Azrael, they said, yeah, for sure, nasa v'nishma. We're going to be mekabel the Torah. But when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they did it under duress. They were forced into it. Ad kidei kach, that Rava said in Masechta Shabbos, mikan moida rabbi le'raisa. That the truth is, that if a Yid would go up to Shamayim, and he would tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I know I didn't do Torah mitzvahs. But let's be honest, I never was mekabel Torah mitzvahs. Davish is going to say, what do you mean? You're a neshama, don't you know? Was at Har Sinai? Well, the neshama is what Har Sinai. Yeah, but we were forced into it. So if somebody buys something and he's forced into buying it, is that really considered a Mecca Chamemker? So it's not so posh. But the point is I was forced into it. Said Rava, be'etzim, it's a great taina. Now Rava said a grada, there's some bad news. It's not such a good time. And the reason is because Hodek blew up in Mechashverish. Because after the Purim story, Klai Yisrael was Mekabel Torah again. And when they were Mekabel Torah again, that time they did it by Ahava. And then they did it by Rotzen. And as a result, they lost the taina of Mikan Moedah Rabbe Le'Raisa. Oh, but when the Yidden were Mekabel Torah at Har Sinai, it was Kof Aleim Harki Gigas Ad Kidei Kach that Rava famously said Mikan Moedah Rabbe Le'Raisa. So Pasha, when you learn this Gemara, you have this visual of 600,000 Yidden between the ages of 20 and 60, and the Rabbe is Skenim and Noshim and Taf. They're all sitting around, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts the mountain and it's hovering on top of them. He says, listen, I mean, either you'll be Mekabel Torah, if not, boom, I'm going to return the world to Sayu Vavayu, and there's no point in even having a world anymore. And the Yidden said, well, it doesn't sound like the other option, such a good choice. And as a result, let's be Mekabel Torah. But Meir Simcha, and he says this in his Akdama to Meshe Chachma and Sefer Shmois, and he says it again in Parashas Yisra. He says, it's not the Pshat. You want to know what the Oymik is? The Torah says that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in a way that he never had, and Adbias Goyal Tzedek never will reveal himself again. There was such a clarity of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that the purpose of Bria Sa'olam was Bereishis B'shvil HaTorah Shenikereishis and B'shvil Yisrael Shenikereishis. They saw so clearly what this world is all about. The Torah says, Ata HaReisa L'Das Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einoid Milvadoi. When was that? Right? Ata HaReisa. When is that? That was by Maimon Har Sinai. We say that on Simchas Torah. It was by Kabbalah Satorah. That's when it was Ata HaReisa L'Das Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einoid Milvadoi. There was such a clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and why a person was created, that there was no other choice. There was no other choice. What's the other option? There was such clarity. We would live in a world of Hester Bonin. You live in a world of choices. But in that moment, where there was such clarity of what the purpose of creation was, it was so stark, there was no, and that was the Kof Aleim Harki Gigas. The Kof Aleim Harki Gigas was that the Yidden had no Bechira. And because they had no Bechira, they had no choice but to say, yes, I do. And that was the Mikam Moedah Rabbe Le'Raisa. Said Ramei Simcha, the Mikam Moedah Rabbe Le'Raisa was not gunpoint. The Mikam Moedah Rabbe Le'Raisa was, there was such clarity. It was Ata Reis Oladas. They understood it on such a deep level that there was no way for them to do anything else. So said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, that Avada, you want to know if a Yid can be over an Aver? Yeah, Yochalata. Bacharta Bachayim, but Yochalata. If you wanted something, you can do. It's, if you want to, you could. But the avoid of the Yid is to come to such a clarity and to work on his amuna and to understand machivasei b'olamoi and to understand what you stand to gain and what you stand to lose when it comes to all mitzvahs and all averis, that you're going to come to a point where it's going to be yochalata, a be'ena yochalata. That you really can't do it. The more a person understands, these were Shmuel Yankiv's words, enoch rashoi, the more you're going to come to loisucha. The more you deher the enoch rashoi, the more you get what it means that this is something you're not allowed to do. And if you do something that you're not allowed to do, this is terrible, this is poisonous, and this is such a bad effect. The more you come to that akara, the more you're going to realize loisucha. And the void of a yid is to come to a point, I posh can't do the avera. Why? Because I understand. It's just that you're asking me to do something that makes no sense. This is something that physically, it's something that's untenable for me to do. Shmuel Yankiv said this on the pasuk, loisucha lacha b'sharecha. But the truth is, here you see the same exact words. Lo yisucha le'salim. And in fact, if you look at the Targum Unkelus, Unkelus says, Leslach reshu le'iskasa. Avada Yochalato. It's Enoch Rashoi. But the avoid of the year is to come to a place of Leisucha Lesali. Where if you see your friends think, how can I turn a blind eye? This is something that's not Shaykh. It's not something that I can physically do. I can't come to do something like that. Because I understand with such clarity, Asudah Mitzvah, the Torah, and Ashavas Aveda. And if a person comes to that Akara, then it's true, it's Leslach Rashoi. But the Torah says you should be at a point where for you this is going to be Leisucha Lesali.